Hello and welcome to The Sound of Economics. Today we are here for a special edition of the backstage series from the annual meetings of Bruegel, the Brussels-based economic think tank. I am Giuseppe Porcaro, the head of communications of Bruegel, and I'm here speaking with Reinilde Wögelers, senior fellow at Bruegel. Right after the panel on how can Europe's economy thrive in the digital age, which saw as speakers Claire Bury from DG Connect at the European Commission, Joachim Reiter from Vodafone, and Victoria Roig from Santander. So, Reinilde, what were the most important ideas discussed in your panel?
Yes, thanks for this opportunity. So I think the panel really always had these two faces. On the one hand, there was this real excitement of what digital technologies can actually bring to the economy, to European businesses here in terms of productivity growth, in terms of new services, a new value creation for customers here. But at the same time, also a bit of a threat in the sense that a realization that this would really be much more of a winner-take-all type of environments that this will be creating here, and that European companies might actually not be among the winners, but more about the losers, including also European workers here. That's why also the two faces of digital technologies were looked at, not only the digital companies themselves and the digital sectors here, where there was more or less a consensus that Europe really is not among the top players and the winners there, but that the game is all about being able to adopt these digital technologies in the sectors where European companies do have some strength. But even in those sectors, both manufacturing as well as service sectors like the banking or like telecom, there is still a big challenge for companies, European companies, to be adopting these digital digital technologies here, particularly for SMEs, but not only here. And then what was mentioned was really the challenge for EU policy making to still be progressing on a single market. The fragmentation of markets is still a big barrier for firms to adopt digital technologies here. So that's definitely still an important issue. And not only the digital single market, but also the single market in the sectors that are adopting the technologies. And then a big part of that digital single market is making sure that you have a good regulatory framework here that allows these new digital services to be operating. And a big challenge for that is really looking at not just sectors, but really services. Because if we, up till now, we've been regulating too much on a sectoral basis here, but digital technologies cuts across the different sectors here. And that's why you need a much more holistic approach, mainstream approach here. And that's, I think, the biggest challenge that was identified in our panel here is how to have a regulatory and a policy environment here that really has a much more mainstreaming emphasis here and cross cuts the different departments.
Definitely a very interesting panel also had different views. What were the most significant contributions of our speakers on this issue, and which were their response on those challenges?
From the business sector, and so we had various views. So we had from Vodafone, which took more this digital infrastructure approach here, and then you have more the from the banking sector, which is a good example of users of digital technologies and how that can improve their business model here. The issue of data access, I think, was raised both by business sector representatives here. And that is something I think is something still of a challenge for policy making here, because the whole data access regulations are more in terms of data privacy, transparency, those kind of issues here, but not so much in terms of how does the setting allow for companies to be using access to data for really offering new services here? And so that aspect of the whole data access regulation is still something that needs to be worked on here. And I think was very important that in the panel we had these two views here. So that was already, I think, one very important issue that was flagged in the panel. Another one was also this complacency in terms of how much single market do we already have or not. And I think there was also very nicely. So on the regulatory side, I think the emphasis is perhaps not ambitious enough in terms of still going further with the single market. And I think both members from the business sector really identified where there was still very important progress to be made in terms of a single market here. So again, flagging that issue still was an important dimension. And then thirdly, I think also this much more fluid approach here. so really looking at taking an innovation perspective when you're regulating here and looking at not so much the existing structures and existing sectors here, but more this innovative approach here. And that's again a challenge for policymaking.
Speaking of innovation and speaking of European policies, was there something specific that was said about what is the edge that Europe has, like not only pointing out what is the classical data about the fact that we are lagging behind the United States and we are lagging behind China when it comes to, you know, investments and infrastructure and you name it, you know. I would be very interested to know if the panel had some views about where actually we have some advantage points and where we can build up.
That's, I think, a very good point here, because on the one hand, you can be very pessimistic on this, and that's typically the news that you hear constantly here. But I think the panel really made a very good point in the sense that they were very realistic on that. So certain areas, we are not the leading front, like in terms of the 5G infrastructure. But we should really identify where our strengths are, and the panel was also very clear that Europe can have really important strength, and it's more in the adoption of these technologies in the sectors where we are strong. Manufacturing, of course, was mentioned, but also in business sectors. So we really have to identify those sectors where we can have a strength and where we also can have a European approach on how we are going to actually use these digital technologies, access to data and use of that data here in a European model such that it allows for unique value creation by European companies. And I think the panel on the two sides, both on the policy side as well as on the company side, really had this positive approach that, yes, it is possible to find these European success stories, but that we're still not there yet and that we really need to make sure that our whole policy setting is much better designed to allow for those European champions to be arising here. And that's not yet there here. So there is an opportunity, but we're not there yet.
So since we are not there yet, this comes a little bit towards one of my last questions, which is about the policy side. I mean, the policymakers, the role of the new commission as well. And you mentioned the need for regulatory frameworks. You mentioned the need for policies, and you mentioned the need to capitalize on certain sectors where we have strength. So, from this point of view, which would be the recommendation that you would come out of this panel, and in general, your recommendation to the policymakers for to capitalize on all this?
So I think my recommendations are very much in line with what also there was a discussion on the panel here. I think the biggest challenge for European policymaking is really to make sure that we no longer design digital policies just very sectorally here, so that we have DG Connect who is in charge and they design the digital technology policies here. We really need an overarching policy towards how we adopt these digital technologies here, and that really encompasses virtually almost all of the different sectors here. So that's the single market, as a regulation, as competition policy, that's finance, that access to finance, financial regulation, that's research. So all these different dimensions have to be working together and talking to each other so that we really can come up with a European solution to how to exploit digital technologies for the European economy and citizens. And that's why I think it should really be at the level of the president. What was also mentioned in the panel is that there is, well, of course, we don't know. We'll have to see here, but that the current president of the Commission is certainly sufficiently interested in trying to organize this. But we also know from the past that that has always been a challenge. So we will see, but definitely at least we know the challenge.
On this note, do you have anything else to add about the conversation that we have not touched upon so far in order to conclude?
Yeah. Something what I found was, so there was a lot of discussion on challenges for policymaking, also from the business sector. I would also like to go back to the business sector itself too. So it's not just only, okay, we need to solve all these regulatory issues here. I think to some extent it's also a bit for European business sectors to be sufficiently active and despite the regulations or finding ways around the regulation to be sufficiently active in coming up with new creative solutions here. And I was missing that a little bit here. And I think to some extent it's maybe also that those kind of challenges have to come from constant challenges that come from new firms that are challenging these large incumbents firms as well here. So maybe we should have a bit more challenges for these business companies that are not only related to policy.
Absolutely. I somehow agree with what you say, is that especially here in Brussels, we are looking all the time about what is the regulatory approach and what should be done by the institution. But actually, the actors that are involved in this field, especially in this field, which is innovation, is a multiple set of actors. We're speaking about startups, but we're also speaking about more mature actors in the industrial sector that should continue and keep to innovate and not keep the old standards continue. In a sort of complacent way in this debate. So you point out exactly one of the topics which should be on the front line of the discussion on this. So thank you very much, Renilde, and thanks to all of you for joining us. You've been listening to a special edition of Backstage from Bruegel, the Brussels-based think tank, part of our podcast series The Sound of Economics, live at the Bruegel annual meetings. If you're interested in more of Bruegel's work, we have an array of blog posts and publications available at our website www.bruegel.org. I hope you join us again. Until next time, bye-bye.